Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Gonna ask me what I got for my birthday? Before we hear Draymond Green?
What'd you get for your birthday, Steiny?
That was an interesting gift, and it was given to me.
Be careful.
In large part by my kids.
Oh.
Evan, you saw them. You saw my birthday gift on Saturday. They got me a pair of
Birkins. Where did you see him over the weekend?
Friedman's Appliance.
Oh, my bad. Dude,
possibly the greatest showroom in the country.
How was that? Was that cool?
It is.
Was it good?
It was unbelievable.
Did you see
again.
Lubman's mom?
Sam didn't work yesterday or Saturday, so she wasn't
okay.
There.
All right.
I saw a lot of people, though.
How jealous did I get, Evan? Where'd you see Evan?
Yeah.
Boy,
yeah, we were out there getting a lot of Skrilla. Sorry you couldn't be a part of it.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, I was making my own.
Not on a Saturday.
College football.
Yeah.
Hey, Tulane.
Okay. A pair of Birkenstocks.
Now that, wow. Are they actually what color?
I think they're always brown, aren't they? They feel a little young for me.
Yeah, but you can, hey.
But it's a gift from the kids.
There you go.
What am I going to do? All right.
What size are you, Steiny? 12, 13?
12.
He looked like he lived in Cape Cod on Saturday.
You were chilling.
Can you wear them with socks is the big question.
Most people don't.
Okay.
But
because then they stink up. They really get stinky.
Remember, my kids
stinking.
Called me grandpa when I did the, what do you call them, the things I'm wearing, and you guys laugh at me.
Crocs?
Crocs. You can't wear socks with them.
Well, you can.
My kids did like, they were embarrassed. Like, care.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh, what we have?
Austin and San Jose saying those are white guy sandals.
They are.
And Jim Everett saying they're actually women's sandals.
Well.
That's fine.
No, that's
let me tell you what, you know what? And I'll say it. I'm going to say it right here. You know what the best deodorant is?
Gillette.
Secret.
Ugh, that's that white stuff to chalk up in there. Ugh.
It's made mostly for women. But
okay, gotcha.
I love the smell and it works.
I use Gillette.
Secret. Mm-hmm.
Cool Wave. The
all
gel.
Right. Sounds like you need to keep it a secret.
Okay, not bad. Let's see what happened. 49ers lose. More injuries to whine about on a crybaby Monday.
That is not the time. Purdy was bad.
Bob Melvin fired.
I called it.
And the Warriors are at training camp. But Jonathan Kuminga's not there. This is Draymond Green on Jonathan Kuminga. This is no surprise, but it's a lengthy answer. But I've been told it's a good answer. This is Draymond Green on Jonathan Kuminga's future. And what is going on?
We're playing a game that is covered by media 24/7. And when you're in something that's covered 24/7, A, it's not always accurate. And B, it doesn't always play out even the way people think it's going to play out. And so what can he still be here? Exactly what he set out to be here. Because he has, I know for certain, he has the full support of his teammates to be that. And I don't think this franchise organization would still be trying to doing what they're trying to do if they didn't believe that, you know. And so I saw Kevon Looney, fourth-year option, get declined, and he spent 10 years here. So contract negotiations are never pretty. My first contract negotiation, I thought I was about to get a contract, and they told me no, and I had to reach out to another team. Then they showed interest and got the contract done. 2 years ago, I thought it was over. I thought I was out of here. Here I am going into year 14. So just because the contract negotiation didn't go beautifully does not mean it's the end of the road. And the contract negotiation that went beautifully don't mean it's the beginning. It could be the end. So I take every day for what it's worth in this league. That's what I try to tell my young guys. That's my message to Jonathan. A contract negotiation is a contract negotiation for a reason. It's one side trying to get the better of the other side. And when you're trying to do that, just like in a basketball game, tempers flare, things get heated. Sometimes people get kicked out of the room. Sometimes people walk back in the room. That's just how it goes. And so this isn't the first contract negotiation that's went longer than everybody expected and has that went different than the team wanted it to go or much different than the player wanted to go. It ain't the first one, and it's by far the last one. We will see this over and over again in this league because ultimately it's a business and you're trying to put your business in the best position to be successful. And we are individuals that go to the, when you go to the negotiation table, you don't go to the negotiation table with the team. You go to the negotiation table with your team by yourself, meaning you got to try to do what's best for you. And that's what Jonathan is doing. And that's what he deserves to do. You work your tail off to get to the NBA. You earn the right to go negotiate. If he didn't earn the right to go negotiate, they still wouldn't be negotiating with him. And he wouldn't be negotiating with them. So these things happen. You move on from them. He signed a contract, come out and play great. Everybody will forget and move on. That's the world we live in. So yeah, that's kind of my take on it.
That I got to be careful, man. I could just hear Tim.
One time, just
that
don't
was
be
just
careful.
Like MLK, the basketball version. Just injected in my. I don't agree with him all the time, but when my boy is on like that, damn, Stoney, there's going to be no problem when JK comes back, whatever he's on, even if it's the 7.9.
Okay, if you say so, you know more than his agent.
No, but he was just that was just game.
You know more
right
than
there.
His agent. His agent said he won't be happy.
Yeah. And he might not be back on the QO.
Let me,
as long as he's back. But Dre, I appreciate it.
All right, let me be clear on this one. This is not good.
That right there?
The whole situation.
Oh, yeah. No, hello, okay.
Again, if he accepts the qualifying offer, that's awful for both sides. And I'm talking about, to me, it's awful because then they both have to deal with each other, but they both know they aren't going to deal with each other long term. I got to tell you, I just don't understand how it can work if he's not happy. He's been here 4 years. He wants more playing time. And it's going to be hard again for him to get as much as he wants.
But Stoney, I know you're laughing at what I'm about to say, but what about being a professional? Once that
he can be a wonderful professional.
Okay.
But that will never equal him actually wanting to be here, wanting to excel, wanting the best for the team. That's not his priority is not after he takes 7.9, okay.
I got to play 82, let's go.
Okay, if you think like, I mean, he's a human being. He's feeling unwanted. Yes, in a perfect world, he'd come back and be, but he's 22, and I could see how this is not good. Just not good.
Okay, and I'm being real, Stoney, and I got to be careful.
Warriors go 4-3, and everybody gets Jonathan. They've only played 17 minutes. Right. Well, I mean, that's what it's all about.
But see, I don't know why, and you could say I'm not naivete. I don't see that happening at all.
What?
You got some OG, him playing 17 minutes.
Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying right. Some real stuff is people under the bridge that have nobody in their life, down and out, and don't know where their next meal's coming from. I'm with you, basketball-wise, 7.9 is not it's not idea. But I'm starting to get the feeling if my representation is going to allow me to put my John Hancock on a document that would solidify me or lock me in at 7.9, then maybe I need to be mad at him or I got the wrong guy repping me because I got to believe, Stoney, no matter what pops off in the next 24 to 48 hours, shout out Eddie Murphy, that's an option. So isn't that more on me and my representation that we allowed it to get to this juncture?
Who did?
Kuminga and Aaron Turner.
What about the Warriors? They have every bit the culpability. They could have gotten this done with a player option if they really wanted to. Like, this to me is a 50-50 in any league. Any league. This is 50-50. And all I'm saying is the idea that this won't, like, listen to Curry. Listen to what he said here. Early, I'm going to play the one.
Because I was like, when Curry spoke, like, oh.
Shoot, I forget. Which is the one, Evan, do you know, where he said, we're going to get asked about it. Was that the top one or the middle? I'm going to just try the top.
You know, once Kuminga gets here, you expect him to be kind of locked in. But this has obviously already been a big offseason distraction. There's almost an inevitability it's going to bleed into once he gets back. How concerned are you just about the overall distraction of the situation?
I don't frame it like that. I think he's going to get asked questions. To your point, you're asking questions. Everybody's going to ask questions about it. But what happens when I leave this microphone and we go in the locker room and us players talk, like, that's going to be the make or break of how we kind of move into the year with the right frame of mind. So the good news is you've been around long enough. Me, Draymond, Jimmy, we've all been around long enough to know how to separate the business of it to the basketball of it. And those are two totally different areas. So our job is to focus on the basketball part and not let it become something that, you know, gets in the way of how we approach every day.
This is not good.
Mm.
And he's right. And this is the part that I think we underestimate. They're going to get asked about it. They're getting asked about it today. They're going to get asked about it tomorrow. Whenever Kuminga makes a decision, then he's going to get asked about it. Steve Kerr's going to get asked about it. Dunleavy's going to get asked about it. Then they're going to play games. And it's just not, these things don't go away. Okay. And here's the other thing with kind of miss me on, even though I get why Steph says it, and it's because it's what you say when he goes, but, you know, we get back in that room and we talk about it. That's really the make or break. Listen, Jonathan Kuminga can come back on the qualifying, and Draymond and Steph and Jimmy can support him and tell him, you know, just try. But over the course of a full season, there's no chance that they will be able to bury the frustration. They're just, I don't think there's any chance.
Okay.
How he's going to be able to, like, I think he could have moments, but it's, I mean.
No, I hear you, man.
What more do you need to hear other than Kuminga's agent saying he will not be happy?
That might be
enough for me to move on.
No, and the way you say it, Stani, I'm almost like, man, you might be onto something. But the fact that the owner knows that this is the trickle-down effect if this player comes back, I got to ask you this. This is just how I'm feeling. I know it's two different circumstances, but it's the same individuals. But can you just, I really mean this, all of you. The fact that they were able to get over and were asked every day about Draymond Green in that video with Jordan Poole, does that give them any, and I'm thinking it does, any experience and maybe, and I know it's different subject matters, Donnie, but it's not as vicious is that punch that everybody saw teammate on teammate, doesn't that give them some experience on maybe how to handle this and go about it?
So you don't, like,
to rip them apart.
So you just gloss over when Steve Kerr said the punch wrecked our season. It didn't that matter yeah. that it got
But he never
out.
Said it in season.
It
he said
didn't
it years
matter.
After.
It
they
did,
made the
that,
playoffs.
But it ruined their season. Like, just because it didn't get out until it got, like, it had ruined their season before it got out. It didn't, and even if it, like, people, oh, it got out and that ruined, if it wouldn't have gotten
like
out,
think
the season
sometimes.
Was ruined. It was totally ruined. And you're right, the severity might be different in terms of Draymond punched a guy, but you can't have a guy that you think is an important member of your team and he doesn't want to be there. I just, that might be enough for me to move on.
So when I say they got through that,
no, I don't think they did all right.
But years later, when Kirk is on a podcast and he says it ruined the season, I got my answer, Stani, but we never knew just the gravity of the team didn't, you know, they didn't miss the playoffs. They went to the second round.
Right, and Steph Curry got on a bus and he told players, the younger players, Don't even get on the, like, well, it fractured them all year long. And it's like, well, they got to the second round. That may be a way to look at it. And I'd be like, well, maybe they could have gotten to the finals. But they weren't going to get to the finals because Jordan Poole had checked out. And you know what? Rightfully so.
Well, then I got to say this to what you're saying. And it's my scoreboard. Then I am more disappointed in Dunleavy and Lacob that they know this thing is so heavy. And if they go down this route and somehow he does come back for the qualifying offer, the repercussions of what's at stake is the sanctity of your locker room and your season. Then I'm, as a fan, Steiny, which I am, I'm disappointed that you will allow this to be at the stages it's at.
Well, then that's why I wonder why you don't put it on the Warriors for 50% of it. They've been equally responsible to bring it to this point the day that training camp opens and they have no resolution for Kuminga. Like, that's the part of this. This is not all Kuminga. It's not all the Warriors. Yeah. It's both. It's both. And for goodness sakes, he doesn't want to sign a contract to play here for more than a year.
He's got 2 days to decide. And he's about himself and his future. We get that, right? But Lacob and Dunleavy, they're responsible for this team. And the morale that you got me thinking now, maybe I was wrong and sold it short. But hearing Steph say, Stoney, that was a bit cryptic for me, you know, and I'm trying to be positive, but he's saying it clear that this could go a couple ways if he were to come back on the QO.
And I guess what I'm saying is, why is that news today? Because
now it's getting go time, and now it's about to pop off the season. Like, it's real.
That's been in the equation for a month. Ever since, you know, the agent said he didn't want to be here or wasn't going to be happy signing the contract. What would Steph's advice be to Jonathan Kuminga?
Negotiations are hard. We all know that. The idea of everybody's situation is a little different. Everybody can come up with whatever narrative they want to. It's how business kind of goes. You know, some things are pretty straightforward. Some things aren't. This is definitely in the aren't conversation or category. But when he comes and he's here, he should be a professional and do exactly what he expects to do and take advantage of his opportunities to help us win. Like, everybody who's in the locker room, that's what you're committed to do. And so I don't have any concerns that he'll approach it that way. And that's what we expect.
Yeah. To be a professional, Steiny, what he said.
Right. And that's a recipe for disaster. You know who they tell to be professional? People who are unhappy. That's who needs to, you know, that's who's got to be professional. The people who are unhappy. You know what? And here's the other thing. You know what being professional means? It means I'll be professional, but my heart's not in it. But I'll be professional. I won't be late. I'll spring off the bench when the coach calls my name. I'll try not to mope when he takes me out. I'll be professional. But if you think I'm going to be as committed as other guys on this team, that's, to me, unrealistic. Devin in San Jose. What's going on, Devin? How you doing?
Not bad. How are you guys doing today?
Hey. Doing well.
Yeah, I mean, I've been listening to this whole fiasco since last year.
Yeah.
To be honest, I'm trying to understand, like, is it me? I would love to get you guys' opinion. Does it seem like the Warriors are being a little malicious? And the reason why I say this is the Kings have offered Malik Monk, who arguably...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think it would fit in great. He's a great shooter. Defense is kind of sketchy, but, you know, he's pretty athletic, more or less. And then I believe an unprotected first round.
Well, it's protected.
Why that's not good.
Yeah, oh, it's
protected. Okay.
Got you. No, thanks, Devin. It's right now it's protected. And so the Warriors want them to take protections off it so that in 2030 or 2031 they'd have an unprotected overall pick. I've heard they don't like there's two things about Monk I've heard. They're not crazy about the fit, and then they also don't really want guys to be under contract in 2027 and 2028. Which is when Steph and Butler would theoretically come off the books. And at that point, they want to have maximum flexibility.
But just think about if you're Kuminga and you hear that. I'm talking about me. I don't give a damn about that.
Well, we're not talking. I'm talking about Monk here.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Monk having a contract after 2027. The Warriors don't want guys on their books after 2027. They want maximum flexibility. And that's another reason why they want a team option on that last year for Kuminga so that they can decide whether or not he's on the team after that.
Yeah. I like Monk, and he can get hot with the best of them, Stoney. But when that guy, our guy caller just said he's a great shooter, that's a stretch. He ain't no great shooter. He's a scorer. I like him.
And you know what? I mean, I don't think he's a great fit, but he can get you 18. And there would be the 18 that Kuminga, in theory, could get.
But it alleviates that thing that you're talking about messing up the everything, the morale.
Well, yeah, and that's the other thing.
That's where I'm like, man, you could have did it just for that, you know?
Well, but I have a feeling the Warriors don't like Monk. I don't think they like Monk.
That's obvious.
Okay, so that's where the Warriors are like, business is business, and we ain't making a trade for a guy like Malik Monk who we don't think's a great fit. And he's got too many years left on his contract.
32% from three last year.
We're not going to trade Kuminga. Like, I don't think it's personal, but they ain't getting rid of him for something they don't want. And this is like the one part of restricted free agency. The team's just got the advantage. Players got to deal with it. And that's why I think Aaron Turner made a big mistake.
Yeah, we're in triple OT, Stoney.
Although then theoretically the Warriors didn't offer him a contract last offseason. So,
boy, oh boy, man.
You know, I don't.
This will be one to be remembered, right?
I mean, he's a sixth man.
He's a starter to himself, Stoney.
Right.
And he's 22. He's in an upside.
Right. And he's in a group of one. Like, this is where I'm with you. Or I don't know if I'm with you. We are talking about a role player here, right here, right now. That's who we're talking about right here, right now. We're talking about a guy who's coming off the bench. I can't pay him now thinking, oh, in 3 years, he's going to be a star if I don't believe he's going to be the star.
But they offered him $25
million, though, Stoney. Right, to maintain an asset. But you know what? He doesn't want to be here. That's why he's not not signing a contract that would ensure he has no control over his future for 2 or 3 more years. And that's his prerogative.
Damn.
And again, I'm not saying Kuminga stinks or anything, but after a while you talk about this enough and you do say, geez, we're talking about Kuminga. Nice player. But goodness gracious. I don't think he's the difference between this team making a finals appearance and not making the playoffs.
Matters, he's better. He's way better than what you currently got.
But he might not be better than the flexibility you give yourself in 2 years where maybe you can do anything. We've got crossover coming up next. Melvin fired. 49ers in a shambles. Jonathan Kuminga nowhere to be seen. What has happened to this? What's happened here? Somebody tell me Celebrini's looking good.
That's what life's about.
Celebrini looking good? Sharks fans?
I got to believe so.
That's all that matters.
Oh, the Giants are going the right way. They got the
talent. According to you.
According to you, they're
going the right way.
And I find this exciting. Buster's first hire as manager.
Yeah.
The Warriors getting ready to pop off and start. Kuminga, we'll know in a couple of days, 48 hours. And the Niners just got to get healthy or stand up to one of these quarterbacks that say they're healthy, because that wasn't it yesterday. That was bad. Mm. And the theme of this season, and nobody's been doing it to Harry, I think he sold the fans short, of the people that call this station and this show. I don't feel like Niner fans had their chest out saying nobody can beat us. Look at us.
You picked them to win 10 games, yeah. Right? Okay. Well, he doesn't think they're a 10-win team.
Well, now I really don't, with Bosa and what I saw yesterday.
And let me tell you what Harry would say. You're right, Goo. I saw it before you.
Yeah. But where does that really get him? Does it make his dinner better?
Yeah, of course it would. Oh, my God. Of course. Then he can go to bed at night, look up to the skies, and say, you know what? I was right today.
Oh, boy.
I was right today. All right. Crossover coming up next.
You think Willard's in a good mood? He'll find a positive.
Listen. I know Willard like the back of my
hand. I'm that bad.
This is what he does. He's going to come in today, and he's going to be sensitive to people thinking he's going to be upset. So he's going to make sure to say, "Oh, this is fine. We knew this. Oh, this is a."
All right.
We'll see. That segment brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.